Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, right here at the forum. And we have a link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and we have a call-in line. If you'd like to call in and weigh in, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Thomas engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. And I'm excited today because we're going to be talking about alternative currencies and how notes are created with Hartford Van Dyke. Welcome, Hartford Van Dyke.
Hello. Ready to go.
Hey, Hartford. Thanks thanks for joining us today. You know, I wanted to tell you that I live on this farm on a dirt road. And once you turn onto the dirt road where our farm is, there are a bunch of other farms as you go down this dirt road, and there are dirt roads connecting to dirt roads. We've had massive, massive storms. Our road has washed out 4 times in the last, couple of months. And we have a farm tractor, and when the road washes out, if we want to get out, well, we just get our tractor, and it has a front-end loader, and we move dirt that washed away and gravel that washed away and stones that washed away, and we fill in the holes, and we make a path for ourselves. What we found out was a tree just fell down across the road in the last storm. It was just a few days ago, and it blocked the road. And so we took our tractor with a front-end loader and a chainsaw and started cutting the tree that was across the road. My son was, at the chainsaw, and we had our pickup truck and a tractor, and so we moved this tree, and while we were working on it for 20 minutes or so, there's one car, and then two, and then three, and then four, and, the road was backed up because this tree was across the road, and we started chatting with our neighbors, and they introduced themselves to us, and people just moved in. We didn't know who they were. They live a mile or so down the road. And we started talking, and they said, we're having trouble. There's a tree that fell down across our road, and we don't have a chainsaw. So our son said, well, be glad to take care of it. He took care of that and cut it up and so they could get through. And then the previous storm to that one was just a few days before that. The road washed out, and our son patched the road, took some buckets of gravel and filled in so that our other neighbors who live farther down the road could, get to the main road. And they started handing him money. And he said, no, we're your neighbors, and this is what neighbors do. So we don't do that. We're glad, that we are able to do this, and we have the equipment to do it, and we're just delighted that we can help you. Thanks anyway, but, please keep your money and use it for something else. Use it for something important. And the point of all this is they thought that we should be compensated, and we thought that we should just do it. Now, here's the second point. Hartford Van Dyke, if it didn't cost us anything, we could do it, and if we had the time, we could do it you know, ad infinitum. However, the cost of the machinery, the cost of the tires, the fuel, the repairs, the maintenance is pretty high on farm equipment today because parts are so expensive. So we can't be the road department. I mean, we'd like to be. Number one, we don't have the time. And number two, we don't have the financial resources to just buy all the equipment that we would need to keep the road up in lieu of the county doing what they're supposed to do. Because we pay the county through taxes to take care of our roads, but they just don't seem to be able to get out here in a timely fashion. And they don't seem to do a job well enough to keep the road repaired. So wouldn't it be nice if we could set up our own little system and just say, you know, we don't need the county, and even better than that, we don't need the county, and we're not going to send them any more money because they can't do the job. Can we set up a system to do that?
Yes, certainly could. Let me explain. There's a couple methods of doing it. I don't know if we got enough time in this program to cover both of them, but I'll try to. I set up a system of currency. I put $6 billion worth of currency on the street against the Treasury of the United States. I did it with proper commercial methods. I did it with the full knowledge of the FBI and the Secret Service. And it ran for about 5 years with me putting this currency on the street. They didn't like it, but it was done right so that they had to devise some method of getting back at me eventually. But anyway, I put $6 billion worth of currency on the street in the form of checks. They look like checks, but what they are is debt collection options. And I put, in the beginning, I started with $3.43 billion. And I'm going to explain how I produced this money. There was no hot pursuit. I was eventually arrested and put in prison for 7 years and 4 months, but not because of the notes. It was because I wrote a storybook about how this whole thing was done and how money works. It's called How to Create Currencies for Local Communities. And this book was something they didn't want out on the marketplace because it exposed the Federal Reserve in a way that showed other people how it was possible to obtain your tax money back again from the government when things weren't done according to the way they were supposed to be done, and then redistributed for public use. But the note I created was called a public wealth rebate note. It's a tax rebate note. And that's the type of thing I put on the street. And I did it in such a way that they couldn't challenge the note because it would have embarrassed them. And so anyway, though, when I put this book out, the book explained the thing well enough and that it would have created a competitive currency to the Federal Reserve note because it was a currency system that anybody could set up anywhere in the United States and make it work. And that's what I'll describe to you first because it's a very fundamental one and it's very closely related to the story you just told. And then I can later tell you how to do a regular local currency. But I was put in prison to prevent that book from being published. And about 3 years of my time into that 7 year, well, it was supposed to be an 8 year and 1 month sentence. By the time I'd gone in three years into that, somebody got a hold of a copy of the manuscript of that book and published it. His name was Jason Whitney. And he was very faithful in the reproduction of the book. It was a fine piece of work, a really excellent piece of work. And I'd like to be able to thank him personally, but I haven't been able to find him yet. But I'm going to teach you this technique. And so you understand all of the legal ramifications, all the things that make it work, how anybody can do it. And the standard forms exist. And in case I don't have enough time to tell the whole story on this show, that the basic information of the processes that were filed is available on an internet site called the Scanned Retina, scannedretina.com. It's a very fine place. They've got all my basic material there. How to Pray for Just for Local Communities is also there if you want to pull it up and study it. And if you want, you can also get a, I'll send you a copy of the book, How to Create Currencies for Local Communities, on a disc, and it's $5. It's got that, and it also has How to Keep and Bear, the Right to Keep and Bear Liens. It's 120, How to Create Currencies for Local Communities is a 129-page book. My address is Hartford Van Dyke, Post Office Box 831, Kettle Falls, Washington, 99141-0831. That's P.O. Box 831, Kettle Falls, Washington. Zip code 99141-0831. My telephone number is 509-738-3039. And then I will provide you with enough money, not money, I will provide you with enough information so that you will understand this money system. A lot of it just is on that one disc. Now, I'm going to go ahead and explain the process. We pay money to our government in the form of taxes to perform public services. Every office is supposed to receive money on that basis. And it's called compensation for services. And it's covered in the Constitution for the United States that all officers will receive compensation for their services. But if they don't perform the services they're supposed to, for example, a judge doesn't allow a person to have a jury trial or trial by a jury when he's supposed to have it, then that money has not been spent well. There's been a violation of the Constitution. And in violating the Constitution, it brings criminal charges under Title 18, Section 241. Title 18, Section 4 says we have to report a crime if we're cognizant of the commission of a crime that is coverable by our United States system, and we're aware of a crime, and we don't report it to a judge or someone in civil or military authority, we can be fined and jailed for it. Well, that tells you it has to be done. That's one way you can make money, because under Title 42, Section 1994, it says that there will be no peonage or involuntary servitude in the United States. And since they've mandated that we file a criminal complaint when we know it's necessary, they technically would have to pay us for the service. And under Title, I'll go back to this now.
Yep. Another commercial break. Hartford Van Dyke's with us, and we're learning about alternative currencies, how to set one up. He's done it, and he's paid a price. He's paid a price in the process. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAdefense.com. We'll be right back and learn more about how to set one up. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel. R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hartford Van Dyke is with us, and we're talking about alternative currencies. And Hartford, you were talking about it's our duty to report crimes. Please continue.
Well, Title 18, Section 4 says that whoever has knowledge of commission of a crime and doesn't report it to a judge or someone in civil or military authority can be fined and imprisoned. And that's a mandatory law. It mandates that the report be made. Title 42, Section 19, U.S. Code 1994 says there will be no peonage or involuntary servitude. And Title 15, Title 18, United States Code 1581 says that if anybody violates 42 U.S.C. 1994, they're subject to criminal charges. So what that means basically is if you serve the government by reporting the crime and it costs you something to do it, you have the opportunity to charge them for it. Whether they'll do it or not, I don't know. Of course, we have a de facto government that seems to want to do what it wants to do. Well, and the people of it do. Well, we'll put that one aside. I just want to let you know about that one. But the one that really counts is Title 18, Section 241 and 242. 241 is for two or more people, and 242 is for one person. They got that kind of screwed around. But what it says is if two or more people conspire to intimidate or deprive somebody of civil rights, they are subject to a penalty of $10,000, and that's for each event. And So basically what I did back in 1976 is I created a criminal complaint form. And the criminal complaint form is like a traffic citation. It's got boxes you check. Each box represents a violation of the Constitution. And so it is, each one is a separate violation event or effect. And so each one is worth $10,000 on the complaint. And the average, when people are deprived of their constitutional rights, civil rights, it's not unusual for you to run up about an average of about 35 counts, which would be times $10,000, just $350,000. So the basic idea is when the judge or someone denies a person their particular civil right, it engages about 35 violations of their job description at the $350,000 level. Well, you file the criminal charges at that. You put the dollar value at the end of the criminal complaint, and you submit it to them. And if they don't take action, don't show any interest in it, treat it with contempt, you file a lien in about a week, and the lien covers that amount of money involved. And if they don't respond to that lien within 90 days, it becomes an accounts receivable. That's the simple steps right there. And as an accounts receivable, it can be dispersed. And it can be dispersed, but understands that the criminal process is strictly for the benefit of the peace and dignity of the United States, which means the public peace and dignity. So that what that does is the criminal complaint puts a claim against the United States government to refund that $350,000 to the people, not only because of the compensation that was lost to the judge, but also because the judge used the processes of the government to injure the parties listed on the complaint. And so that creates an asset very quickly, very easily. The problem with it is the government, the de facto government, has gone around when these notes have been put out. And, for example, I'll give you the example I actually applied it to so you'll see how I used it. A friend of mine by the name of Tracy Lee Brown was arrested. He was a constitutional lecturer, and he was associating with some people that were involved in the unorganized militia of the state of Washington, which the government of the United States at that time was trying to shut down all over the country. A group of people were raided. They weren't doing anything wrong, but the government took exception to the thing, and my friend Tracy wasn't even close to the incidents that were happening, but because he was associated with these people, he was also linked in. They didn't want him lecturing anymore. And so we're there again, huh? All right.
Yeah, Hartford, we're here again at the bottom of the hour, commercial announcements. And we'll be right back. This is absolutely fascinating because I can see a great way that I can implement this right here in our little village in this part of the world in the Ozark Mountains. Hartford Van Dyke, I'm Vin Finley. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hartford Van Dyke is with us, and we're creating local currencies. Hartford, please continue.
Through the basic stages of when a public official violates the law, the criminal complaint is filed against him, and then it's if it's not prosecuted, it's treated with contempt. It's time enough to put a lien and put a lien upon it, and in 90 days, if they haven't contested it, and they usually won't, they have never so far. it becomes an accounts receivable at the amount of that lien, and the value can be up there in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. That money belongs to the public, primarily. A tithe of it is available for the administration of it, which would be 10%. So of the $350,000, $35,000 could be used for an administrative. Now, if they were trying to broker that on the international money market, there's, I think, a broker ceiling level of about 5% instead of 10%. But with $35,000, it covers quite a few things. Not only if you're going to put it back to the public, it costs money to distribute that money, to disperse it, which is not a small fee. I mean, not a small amount of money. But anyway, there's something there to work with. That part that is available to work with is significant enough that it's even worth dealing with a little bit of hazard of a government that doesn't like the process. Well, I produced this process for Tracy Brown and seven other people that were taken in that particular case. It ran in the Seattle court, United States District Court. It was case number CR-96-500C. That's CR-96-500C that involved John Kugenhauer was the judge and five U.S. attorneys against eight defendants. They've been held already for 180 days in detention. And that's 60 arraignment periods. At each arraignment period they're held in prison constitutes a reoffense to the problem, because a person is always supposed to be brought before the court within 3 days with regard to any crime. And they've never established a crime, and it never did establish a crime. And so they were these people were incarcerated, two of them for 212 days, two of them for a year and a half, two for 3.5 years, and two for about 4.5 years. When it was first filed, the amount of money involved was $1.76 billion. And within the 90 days of the lien period, it went to $3.43 billion. I dispersed $2.2 billion to the counties in the state of Washington in proportional to population. They were to spend have $1.1 billion for the counties to handle the disbursements of the other $1.1 billion to the public on a personal one-by-one basis by putting an asset in their fund for paying their house taxes or whatever else, property taxes or whatever else is necessary. The Secret Service called me in after the first note was put on the street. First note was put on the street June 1st, 1997. I was called into the Secret. I put five notes on the street by the 16th of June. Secret Service called me in to question me about it on the 18th of June. And I went in, and they couldn't find anything wrong with the process. They had to let me go. There was no hot pursuit. When I got out, I just started dispersing the money. Dispersed money to 39 counties of the state of Washington, $2.2 billion, $1.1 billion for the counties, $1.1 billion for the citizens. And I continued dispersing that money on the street for 5 years. In the meantime, these other people were kept in prison longer, and finally ran up a bill against the federal government of $11 billion. By the way, the last person was released from prison. And then they continued in interest at 1% per month, compounded monthly, up until this year, which is 18 years of interest total over the whole system, and which would be 14 years after the last, 13 and a half years after the last one was released. So that fund is now stands at $60 billion off of one court case, one system of multiple offenses. And I was left alone. I was putting this money on the street. These are debt collection option notes called public wealth rebate notes, which is technically public tax wealth rebate notes. So it was a return of money to the public. I never spent any of it on myself, And I left it to other people to broker the notes that they were given. The Secret Service went around, or the FBI, whichever they wanted to send, was sent to the various counties. At first, they tried to take the notes back. But what happened was that I put brochures on the street telling them that if they took any notes, they would be replaced at three times face value. And so that they would go to the counties and tell them, you have this note, don't spend it, put it on your the shelf in your vault and leave it there. So they didn't take the money because they knew the money was real. They couldn't take it, not lawfully. And this happened even in King County. I got a phone call from the clerk at King County that they had shown up and given them just such an order. That's a $675 million account. And there's some people considering brokering that account now. But anyway, the basic concept, and I was not bothered for 5 years over that. No, there was no hot pursuit. I provided copies of the stuff that I was doing to the FBI locally in Vancouver, Washington, which got it also to the Secret Service. So they were fully aware of what I was doing, but the note was done in such a way that they couldn't claim that there was any fraud involved in it. My phone number, address, everything was on it. We had an offer to provide any information desired to handle it. So these notes went out to many, many people. I put out Dornbecker's Children's Hospital in Portland and Emmanuel Legacy Hospital in Portland, children's hospitals that the state of people of the state of Washington would airport their patients into. Seattle General Hospital, $60 million. Seattle Burn Center, $60 million. Seattle Children's Hospital, $60 million. They all got the $60 million. And Veterans of Foreign Wars, the post in Everett, Washington, was given $60 million. They never even proceeded with that one. So the government is basically, officials have gone around and threatened these people that if they've tried to use these notes, that they're basically their doles would be cut off. There's the money doled out to them by the federal government. So those particular notes went, the notes to the counties went nowhere because of that, because they were afraid to lose their federal dole money. But some of the people involved in the charitable group, which is $1.1 billion distributed at that time, took an interest in it. So far, nobody's had the courage to follow through with the whole picture. That's apparently it, because if anybody had tried to broker one of those notes, they'd have got back in touch with me, because the address on the notes is still a currently used address, still exists, my post office box for the Public Wealth Rebate Bank Trust that I created is still an active post office box. But people haven't acted on it either out of ignorance or because of their fear of retaliation, because these are rather large notes. Most of them over $2,000, and most of them are in the hundreds of thousands or thousands of dollars. So it all exists, and anybody could go to these counties right now, and this is one of the things that's being considered, could go to any one of the 39 counties and offer to do the brokering for them. For a fee in return for obtaining the money for them. So they all exist. It's about $2.2 billion right there. It's collectible. So that would make it profitable for anybody that wanted to get involved in that one.
Have you used any of your compensation for your work?
No, I don't. No, I was a pioneer in this situation. And I knew that if I tried to spend any of it, I'd have not spent a penny of it on me, because I pioneered it, and I know that they would claim they'd come up with a phony charge of unjust enrichment if I did. So I can't spend any of it. I just out of strategic sensibility, I can't spend any of it on myself.
Okay. But do you know anyone who has used it to pay their real estate taxes?
Well, I got an account started for Tracy because he wanted to do seminars on the street. And I tried to get him some land so he could set up a school for himself, $1 million worth of land. And it has a $50,000 closing fee. It was put into a bank in Vancouver, Washington, the First Independent Bank. Ed Furstenberg was a banker at the top. His sons are operating the bank now. He died. But I put $1,050,000 into a money market account there. It was accepted. I had to still have access to the receipt for it. But what happened was Mr. Furstenberg thought it was a hoax, and so he unwittingly sent it was drawn through. What I did was I put $5 million into Tracy Lee Brown's Social Security account. Because what people don't realize is the Constitution doesn't provide anything for insurance, charity, or gambling. And so and Social Security is all of those things, FICA, it's an insurance thing. And so there was no provision for Social Security. It's a separate entity. It's not part of the government. And it was set up for providing something in retirement, but it's not a government institution. It's an agency, you might say. But anyway, I set up a $5 million account there because that is a commercial bank of the United States government. I guess there we are again.
You didn't think this was another break, did you?
I hear the music.
Yeah, there's no shortage of commercial announcements on this broadcast. Hartford Van Dyke and I will be right back. We're talking about notes and we're talking about community currency. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Hartford Van Dyke is with us. So, Hartford, you put billions of dollars of currency on the street in the form of notes, and no one so far has had the courage to use them. Is that correct?
At all with respect to what I did. None whatsoever. What I did was, I put a $1,050,000 note into the First Independent Bank in Vancouver, Washington, for my friend Tracy. And what it was, the note was drawn against the Social Security system. What had happened is I had put $5 million out of my bank system into the Social Security Administration under Tracy Brown's Social Security number, because the Social Security system is supposed to operate as a bank. There's no provision in the Constitution for it to be otherwise. And so I established a $5 million account for him in the Social Security Administration. And then I wrote the note against the Social Security Administration account and put it into the First Independent Bank. And Mr. Furstenberg thought it was a hoax, so he sent me a note. Instead of sending a copy of the note to Baltimore, Maryland Social Security Administration, he sent the actual original to them, and it was seized by the Secret Service or FBI. And well, it's probably turned over to them, and then they're seized. So anyway, what happened was that he found himself with a $10,050,000 receipt out on the street on a money market account, and no note, because the Baltimore, Maryland office couldn't send the original back to him. So he went down to the FBI in Vancouver, Washington, and started complaining about my system. The FBI was already receiving copies of the stuff that I was doing, so they knew what he was talking about. And so, anyway, they just shrugged their shoulders and sent him back to his bank. So that account still stands as a usable receipt. I have not tried to cash it. Tracy Brown has got to go through those processes, and he hasn't been inclined to do it either. So anyway, I have nothing to say about that except he hasn't followed through. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that took place, and then I put Alsa Street notes out. $138,000 worth of street notes in denominations of 1, 3, 7, 12, 23, 71, and 230, which are all commemorative of Jewish commercial law. And that's all explained in the book, How to Create Currencies for Local Communities. And so things went along smoothly until I started putting this book out. I wrote the book and was going to publish it. The government got wind of it, and what they did was it took me off the street to keep it from being published, and it explains the whole system I've described here on the telephone. And
Hartford, when you say they took you off the street, they kidnapped you and put you in federal prison, right?
Basically, yeah. They used a mock trial, a kangaroo court, to do it. But before the court case started, they issued a motion in limine to me that said I would not be allowed to defend myself. I would not be allowed to present evidence on my own behalf. Would not be allowed to have witnesses in my favor. The trial went to the halfway point with the prosecuting attorney having given his part of it. The judge closed the court case down at that point, turned it over to the jury. So it was a half trial. And I was put away for 7 years, for 8 years and a month, but with good time, I got off at 7 years and 4 months. And so, anyway, it was one of those experiences that kind of came with the territory. They were very ardent about stopping that book. And that's the book I offer on the disc.
And class, you'll be able to go to usapreparedness.com, page one, and I will post the information on how you can get this disc for $5. That's like the cost of shipping. And that's Hartford Van Dyke, P.O. Box 831, Kettle Falls, Washington, K-E-T-T-L-E, Falls, Washington, W-A, 99141.
That's $5. That's
yep.
$5 post-paid.
Yep, that's $5 post-paid. 99141-0831. And I'll have that information on the website, page one, during this top of the hour commercial break. Hartford, we'll see you again in the Berkeley. Thanks so much for being with us today. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.